10. Molly had told Jesse once that Gary Armistead reminded her of Justin Timberlake. Jesse had asked her who Justin Timberlake was. It was one of those conversations involving any kind of modern culture that always ended with Molly telling him she didn't know why she even tried. Early 30s, lots of brown hair piled up on top and what looked to be a lot of product in it, deep-fried tan. There may have been more eligible bachelors in paradise, but Jesse couldn't think of one off the top of his head. Word around town was that Armistead, with a lot of family money behind him, had his eyes on the congressional district in which Paradise was situated, that seat opening up in a year and a half when the current holder of the office finally retired after about a dozen terms. Jesse was of the opinion that only some kind of vaccine could make Armistead's ambition less toxic than it already was. He made Jesse come to him the next day. The Board of Selectmen offices now took up the top floor of the converted firehouse on Broad Street. There was just enough of a view for them to see the tops of boats in the harbor. Armistead, Jesse discovered when he got there, had already moved into Neil O'Hara's old office. "I know what you're probably thinking," Armistead said when Jesse sat down across from him. "Somehow I doubt that," Jesse said. "But I asked Kate if she had any objections to me moving in here," he said. "She didn't, so you shouldn't. Neil was my friend." Jesse thought, in a pig's eye he was. Armistead had yanked down his tie. Now he leaned back in what had been Neil O'Hara's chair and put his feet up on what had been Neil's desk, clasped his hands behind his head. "I hope we can have the same kind of solid working relationship that you and Neil had," Armistead said. "I'm easy," Jesse said. Armistead smiled. "Well, we both know that's a crock." "Gary," Jesse said, "why don't you tell me why I'm here so our working relationship can involve me actually working?" Armistead took his feet off the desk, pulled the chair closer to it, leaned forward, smile gone. "I'd like you to cut the shit on maybe it's a suicide and maybe it's not," he said. "You know Ellis Monroe feels the same way, for Christ's sakes." "My investigation into Neil's death isn't even 24 hours old," Jesse said. "Jumping to conclusions or drawing any is for amateurs at this point." "We need to move past this," Armistead said. "As soon as I determine what happened to him," Jesse said. Another guy who didn't like being told no, Jesse thought. You could see it in his eyes. So pale, Jesse couldn't tell whether they were blue or green. "I'm not Neil," he said. "Meaning I'm not the kind of boss looking to hug things out." Jesse grinned. "There's a relief." "You don't like me very much, do you, Chief?" "Doesn't matter whether I do or don't," Jesse said. "You are my boss now." "Who's telling you to wrap this thing up as quickly as possible," Armistead said. "Even though he's gone, this land deal is going to be Neil's legacy, whether he was behind it or not, and this town needs it. When I determine if this was a suicide or not, you'll be the first to know." Armistead said, "So, we're back there." "Never left," Jesse said. "You really think somebody killed Neil?" Armistead said. "Or had him killed?" "We've got two powerful men who hate each other's guts, fighting for something they both want," Jesse said. "Jesus," Armistead said. "You're going to treat them like suspects?"
"No."
"Thank the Lord."
"Persons of interest would be more like it," Jesse said.
"For something that we both know is going to turn out to be a suicide in the end."
"You sound as if wishing might make it so."
"You're smart enough to know how this plays out, if you go out of your way to muck up this deal," Armistead said.
"You'll have my badge," Jesse said.
"Is that your idea of irony?" Armistead said.
"Trying to quit," he said.
"Like drinking?" Armistead said.
"Drinking might have been easier, now that I think about it."
"I will fire you," Gary Armistead said.
And there it is.
"Understood," Jesse said.
Armistead came around the desk now, letting Jesse know that the meeting was over and that he was being dismissed. Jesse stood. Until Neil came along, I can't tell you how many people who've had your job have told me they were going to fire me, he said. He remembered something Crow had said earlier. And yet, Jesse said, here I am.